Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle, coming to you from the voice of the Houston Texan, Mark Vandermeer's radio studio. We're here because we're going to hear from Johnny Harris a little bit later on, who's diligently working, as well as maybe peek in on some guests and a little bit of your radio show. We're going to have some fun today.
This is the belly of the beast. This is where it all happens, Patty, and you're part of Texans Radio. We air your interviews, the audio version, on the radio, and of course it's not as beautiful to hear the audio version, but it's still good stuff.
Well, it's all synergy. It's like a simulcast, really, is kind of what we're doing.
We use all forms of Texans media all over the place, all platforms, all the time.
All right, let's talk about what's going on with the Houston Texans this week, and really kind of going back to last week, we touched on it a little bit, wrapping up rookie minicamp.
Yeah, it was great to see the rookies out there, you know, and we got to see it all, see them work out, watch how these guys are catching passes, throwing the ball around. Of course, the quarterback was a tryout guy in Kevin Rogers, but great to see the draft picks out there and some of the undrafted guys who are trying to make their way into the league. Now, Coach Bill O'Brien and his staff, they love to coach. Coaches love to coach, and he explained what he and the team gets out of this thing.
It's important for these guys to get off to a good start. Now, a lot of what we're doing this weekend will be repeated when we get to our first OTA. So hopefully they learn a lot schematically, how we do things meeting-wise, walkthrough-wise, practice-wise, so that when we take the field at the end of May with the full team in a practice setting, not a coaching session, but an actual practice, these guys will be a little bit ahead in knowledge of how we do things. So, but that's completely up to them. You know, that's part of the message this weekend is there are so many things that they have to do on their own to get to that point. And it's not just about sitting in the meeting and listening to the coach and taking a few notes. They have to figure out how we do things on a daily basis. And the faster they can figure that out, the farther ahead they'll be when we start practice on the end of May.
And like I said last week, Patty, you know, it's the do they look like they belong test. Well, they looked pretty good out there, but, you know, we're going to see a whole lot more next week when OTAs get kicking and you have the veterans and the rookies together. Then it's the real baptism for those young guys.
Well, and we'll bring in our Johnny Harrison just a little bit to break them down individually and tell us what he saw in each and every one of them. But, you know, there are some news and notes going on around the league, the NFL owners meetings out in San Francisco, and probably the topic that's getting the most play and everybody's interested in is the moving of the extra point line.
Yeah, this is amazing stuff because when you kick an extra point, when you snap the ball from the 15-yard line, that backs it up to the 23. That's where the placeholder is. That means it's a 33-yard extra point. They experimented with this in the preseason last year. Well, now you have these extra point kicks taking place from there. It's a 90% accuracy rate overall. But, you know, the pressure on late in the game, you never know. And they also have the option to go for two from the two-yard line. It's a total game changer. I am shocked that this passed. It really is going to very much affect the way the game is played. Decisions are made on the field. The scores will be kind of clunky at times. You know, you'll have like 11-8 possibly in a low-scoring game or just sort of odd-looking numbers. Not a whole lot of 21-14, you know, numbers you're used to in the league. And I know you think, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, it's a big deal because, all right, I'm going to go for two all the time in the first half maybe. Maybe late in the game I'll kick extra points. There's a lot to consider for these coaches, and I'm a little surprised to pass, but I think it's going to make the game a whole lot more exciting.
Well, yeah, and there were three versions to do it, and I find it interesting that, you know, there was the competition committee's version, which is the one that was accepted, the Patriots and then the Eagles. The differences being one was at the one was at the two for the two-point conversion. The other difference is bringing it back and the defending team being able to score 2 points on it. And most importantly, now it's on a one-year trial basis versus being a permanent thing that the Patriots version had.
Yeah, I think that, you know, this is a real change to the game. The fact that the defense can score, I love this, because you have to be able to score on a conversion. I mean, come on, the ball's in play, the defenders get it, let them go after the end zone themselves and get a couple of points.
All right, it'll be interesting to see. Well, what's coming up next now for the Houston Texans and for the NFL in general?
Well, you've got OTA starting up, and I think that this is where it all starts. You know, this is the official end of the offseason to me, because for the Texans, and I know we'll talk about this later, you have quarterback competition taking place, and these guys are on the clock now, on the record, and this is where it's all going to go down. What is the big question for the Texans heading into this season? Who's going to throw passes? And we're going to see this competition take place starting next week.
All right, we'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. Right now, we have to take our first time out, but don't go away. When we come back, we're going to talk about the new man in the middle on the defense for the Houston Texans, and that's Vince Wilfork. Stay with us.